Welcome to the Williams Neekin YB Herton phone conference line.
Good morning, early birds.
Good morning.
Hope you have a great day.
Is this Steve?
It is, Monty. How are you?
Great. How are you doing? How's Carol doing?
You know, she's doing a little bit better. I bought her a power mag for Valentine's Day, and it's made all the difference in the world for her.
Great. That's good to hear. Good to hear.
She had a really bad spot in her left leg that just wouldn't let go and just couldn't do anything with it, and she'd been suffering for months, and I finally just broke down and bought another power mag. They don't last very long, so I resisted, but finally I just couldn't see her suffering anymore, so I had to do it.
Well, great. Thanks for everything you do for us here, Steve.
Hey, thank you for you and everything you do. You are so awesome, man.
Oh, it's just the books I read and the knowledge I get from other people.
Well, thank you for sharing.
Okay, have a great day.
And I appreciate all you do.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Is this Monty?
Yes, it is.
This is Nancy in Houston.
Hi, Nancy. How are you this morning?
I am fine.
Great. A little chilly up here, but that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Monty, if the others aren't on, I'd like to ask you a question about your celiac. When did you discover that? How many years ago?
I don't have celiac.
Oh, I thought it was you. Okay, so maybe
no,
somebody else. Because I'm almost certain that's what I've got. Because I did a bad thing last night. I ate a couple of slices of pizza, and I felt so sore this morning, and I felt bad last night before I went to bed. So I'm quite sure that's what I've got. I've noticed through the years if I eat bread and things, it doesn't really do too well for my stomach.
Well, that's what they say that celiac disease is. It's the gluten in products,
yeah.
And mostly wheat, barley, those kind of type products. So.
And what I'm learning is that even though the label may say gluten-free, it's not. So,
that's right.
Mm-hmm.
The reason I just went to gluten-free was because of, I just feel it's, in reading Kathy's book, that's, you know, mm-hmm. even though I'm overweight, even people that are not overweight still have inflammation. And
that's right.
You know, it's that inflammation around the organs that's pretty damaging, so that's the reason I tried to go gluten-free, is I thought, well, can you not, it certainly can't hurt me, you know.
That's right. It's a healthy way to eat.
Yep, so that's why I chose to go as much gluten-free as I possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Nancy.
Hi.
Good morning. Hey, good morning, good morning. Trying to get all my before rules done. Before the call, before I eat, I have to do all these things. And today, I have to go measure and weigh. I haven't been measuring my whole inches, and so I've only been counting one area. I'm trying to do more exercise so I gain in my upper arm. I can transplant some.
It's called muscle buildup.
Well, I didn't lose any.
Yeah, that's okay. It always amazes me, you know, when I was on this program, you know, going back many years, is that, you know, when I learned that one of the main muscles in our heart is, in our main body is our heart, and by not doing exercise and losing muscle mass, that the heart is one of the first things affected because it is basically a muscle. So if we're not doing things to do exercise or to increase our muscle mass, that the heart will start to have some problems.
Yep. turn into a fatty blob or something. Now, you know, I wonder if I have heard of those people in the Himalayas that climbed up those mountains all the time. And so they were the longest lived people. And so I thought that's why I always want to have a house with stairs in it. So I'm continually at least going up and down a few stairs.
Makes sense.
Pardon me?
Makes sense.
Sue, are you here? So, who else do we have with us?
Mary Lou's here.
Good morning, Mary Lou.
Donna's here.
Donna and Mary Lou, and I've heard Monty, and I've heard Karen, and I heard somebody in between Mary Lou and Donna that I didn't hear who they were. I don't know who that was. Nancy was here, first of all, I think. Massachusetts on the website.
Good morning.
Good morning. Massachusetts, there you are. Pardon me?
I said, yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, good. So here's Martha Sue. Time to roll our program.
Well, good morning, everybody. And see lots of names on that sheet, the people that are on the webinar. I don't know if there's some people listening on the phone and not being able to be on the webinar and see the pages. But here we are with our pictures, kind of old home week. We'll get to see all of our longtime friends here, Nick and family, on the first live with the people that are consistently on this call. So good morning to all of you.
We do have usually about twice as many people on the phone as on the call, on the WebEx.
Wow.
There are some that are not able to get on, so at least twice as many usually. And so we'd love to have your pictures too.
Sure. You can just make the rest of these of us smaller and put yours on here. So that would be great. Let's see. And Donna Neighbors, I keep wanting to say hi to you because I talk to Lana about you all the time. We talked for years, we have. So good morning, Donna. You've been putting a lot of good input into these calls.
Good morning. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. The purpose of my call on Tuesday, I always call this Terrific Tuesday, and that goes back to when I was doing the calls back from Florida about 2003 is when I came back in doing them. And it was always frustrating to me, Silius, in keeping a record, being accountable, and keeping a record of your action that makes you have a change in the results. So I decided, actually based on my golf teaching, but I decided to give this a happy name. And it was whatever the T word, or if it was Monday was your day to weigh and measure, or Wednesday, whatever that word was, like Tuesday, was. I came up with a T word that would make me feel good, and it would make the day not be something I didn't look forward to. It made it something that I could receive and embrace and not be unhappy about. So I call this Terrific Tuesday, but I also call it Transparent Tuesday, and that means that we're not perfect. We are going to make mistakes, and if we can become transparent with ourselves and not be, I know one time, I think you're probably still here, but Ruth has some, are they ostrich? What is it that sticks their head in the sand?
Ostriches, yeah.
Yeah, and so if we stick our head in the sand like an ostrich, then we're ignoring the things that are going on in our world. We look at our world and our food and all that, we're kind of like an ostrich if we just ignore it. But if you ignore the things that are going on within you, you also are an ostrich. And so being transparent means means that maybe you might be a little bit of an ostrich, but you want to pull your head out of the hole. And you really want to. Sometimes you get it a little bit out, sometimes it goes back in. So, today is Terrific Tuesday, Transparent Tuesday, and I'm glad you're all with us. And so, I'll start this off with my weight measure. Ruth, if you'll flip to the chart that's got the measurement chart. I don't know how many slides that is down. There we go. Okay, so looking at this little chart, those of you that don't pay attention to, and some people don't, and it's okay, and they're just using the measurement of how their clothes fit, like the waist of their be really loose now, and that makes them feel like, okay, well, you know, I know I'm losing weight. I know I'm losing inches because my clothes fit differently. And if that makes you feel good, that's okay. And when your pants fall completely off, you'll know you've done a great job. Oh, is that a fun picture? Okay. So, on the measurement chart, I lost, on my weight measurement, I lost 2.2 pounds, so I gave that, sent it off to, the Kansas Army. And, somebody needs to mute their phone, please.
Are we muted?
No, you're not muted. Star I'm 6
sorry.
To mute your phone, please.
Okay.
Star 6.
Star what?
Star 6.
Okay.
Thank you.
And so I lost, the picture that I'm wanting to get is not that I lost pounds, but that I sent it to somebody that needs it. So it's like I donated, I sent away, that makes me feel good. It's kind of like the clothes you don't use, you donate the clothes. And I actually need to go into my closet and I need to donate. I need to donate most of my clothes and just put the few there that I want to keep that make me feel good. And then a few that would be like play clothes and, you know, stuff like that. Well, okay, I'm donating the weight that I don't want to somebody that needs it. And all you have to do is look at the kids. You see them many times where their ribs show through their skin. And so I'd like to donate the weight I excessively hold on to someone who really desperately needs it. I wish that I could send it by UPS to them. If I could just use a suction and send the weight to them, then that would be great. So anyway, I donated 0.2 pounds. And I donated 0.75 inches. So that means I am down 5.2 pounds and down 12.25 inches. So now I'm over a foot, and that's really cool. Now I could carry around a ruler and know that I had lost that many inches. So with that said, is there anybody else that has done their Terrific Tuesday weight measure and wants to share?
This is Donna. I lost 6 inches and 4.8 pounds.
You go, girl! Oh, my gosh, that is so cool. Boy, there's somebody in one of those countries that's loving you. Okay, wait just a minute. Okay, so Donna, you lost how much?
6 inches. 6 inches and 4.8 pounds. Almost 5 pounds. 4.8.
Awesome. That's awesome. You go. Okay. Terrific. How does Terrific Tuesday resonate with you?
It's good.
Good. How does it make you feel that your actions of giving you a positive, really positive change?
It makes me feel better.
Okay. Have you noticed anything? I know that Mary Lou talks about the inflammation has really changed. Have you noticed that?
Well, watching what I've been eating and just using information the way I should be.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Well, we're proud of you. That's awesome. Can't wait to hear next Tuesday. Okay, well, I'll have to work really hard because you really set the pace there. Okay, anybody else want to chime in? Let us know what's going on with you.
This is Ruth. And I set a goal to try to hit the 10 points a day. And yesterday I got 9 points. And I had trouble with the snack. And then just before I went to bed, not too long before I went to bed, I did feel like I was a little hungry because I hadn't had time in between calls and things to eat my snack or whatever, or didn't take it. And so I ate a half a tomato. But by then, I lost a point for timing. So my timing is just about as important as my, for me, as my having a snack. And so I still got 9 points, so that was better than I had been doing. So I was glad about that. And I've lost a total of about 3.5 pounds and for overall the whole time, and about 1/2 inch. Actually, I've lost 1 inch. One inch, so I can count, but I only count in one part of my body, and I'm not trying to lose any weight off the rest of my body, and I haven't lost any inches according to what I had from before. So I lost 1 inch where I wanted to lose it up the abdomen. So mostly I'm not going to be keeping track of inches all the time.
But you know how cool that is? Those of you that are just listening on the call and not able to see this chart, if you had one particular place in your body that was a bugaboo to you, it was a troubled area to you, and you could eliminate inches, even fractional inches in that area that I know Ruth talked about, she's had this for a long time. It's like, you know, you look at Ruth and think, where in the world would you lose weight? And that's amazing that you're able to, with this program, that you've been able to take away in the area that for years has been a problem to you. And that's great. That's encouragement to all of us. You go, girl.
Thank you. What we learned in the out-of-stall class was that weight that we pack on our tummies and stuff is from inflammation. And I really, after the following the program and seeing the results that it's had, I really think that's true. I think I'm just pretty much losing gunk.
Wow.
And that fat that's inflammatory around that area.
Wow, that's cool. Okay, anybody else want to tell us what's going on with you?
This is Mary Lou. Excuse me. I want to report my average points every week, and Tuesday seems to be the great day to do that. So I averaged 8.4 for this past week. And yesterday we had some friends call us that came from out of town, and they wanted to meet us for lunch. And so we went to the Olive Garden. I thought that would probably be the best choice because we could have that soup and salad and no dressing or low-fat dressing. And so we went, and we ate the healthiest food they had on their menu. I checked online before I went, found how much sodium and all that stuff was in it. And we came home, felt really good about how we had eaten, and when we went for our walk, I hurt the whole time, and the only thing I can think of is there must have been MSG in their soup, and so we've been walking over 3 miles a day, and I had to give it up at a little over 2 miles. We just had to come home. I was absolutely miserable. I haven't hurt like that in weeks. So I wanted to share that, no matter how careful we are when we eat out. Yikes. You don't know what they're putting in the food. And I almost don't want to say anything about my weight and my inches because I seem to always set myself up for failure when I do that. How are we going to reverse this thinking? But I did measure today.
Oh, good. Okay. So.
And so I told you that I would only measure when I released 10 pounds. And I've released 10.4. So I measured. And I don't know if my measuring tape stretched or what, but I've released 18 inches, and I'm pretty excited about that.
Wow.
So, Martha Sue, I can take that yardstick or that measuring tape now and hold it out a foot and a half. And Ruth, okay. You're absolutely right. I looked at this thing, and it's all rib cage, waist, and abdomen. That's mainly where it all came off.
Well, you know, I've married it out. I'm so excited for you. But I was thinking if we just follow the program and do as well as you have been exercising and you have been following the anti-inflation information program and... I don't want to be doing any inflating.
Oh, Ruth, no.
And we do that, we are going to be healthier. Whatever size we turn out to be, we are going to be healthier. We have to know that.
Right. Well, that's the motivation, so, is the healthier.
So, yahoo!
So when did you start this that you had measured that you now have released 18 inches? When did you start that?
Let me look here. I believe I did it I've written down here. This was 7 weeks. So I did it. I measured right at the very beginning, but I said in my mind I would not. I measured on January 18th the first time, so 9 days after we started the program. And we've been doing it now 7 weeks. And so anyway, I just wrote down 7 weeks to release 10 pounds. So that's not a record breaker by any means. But the last three weeks is really when we've been able to get our walk up to, it took a good month before we could increase our walk gradually, you know, half hour and then 45 minutes and. So it's a process and it's a choice. It's a health choice, I guess. So I just have decided that this is the year that I be healthy.
Well, Mary Lou, this is Kathleen, and I really appreciate you affirming what you did to check out the food before you went, and then keeping track of how you feel and what you've eaten so that you know what they slipped into the soup. Even if you don't know, you know, there's something. I struggle with that myself. Mm. And it feels kind of good that you're checking it and it affirms it for me, too.
Well, you know, it was kind of, these are friends and also consultants, and when they wanted to go to lunch, it was too late for me to just try to throw something together here. And so I thought that'd be a good choice. But, yeah, it's hard when you eat away from home to get anything that's healthy.
I have a couple of ideas about that. First of all, when we want to eat somewhere, we look it up and then we try to find ones that would probably be chemical free, gluten free, that type of thing, and then vegan or vegetarian. Dennis is pretty vegan, except for fish, and so we call them, and as you're talking about this, and I'm realizing that I think probably this northwest area, there's probably more of them like that, but most of the places we can find, I think it's Chico's or something we can go to, but if we all call the restaurants where we are and say, can we be guaranteed if we come to your restaurant that we're not going to get any chemicals, and especially no MSG or anything with any name like that would still mean MSG, would we be able to get something to eat at your restaurant without having a reaction or something like that, you know, gluten-free. Usually if they're gluten-free, they're also watching the rest of the things. And pretty soon those restaurants get a whole bunch of calls. Well, then maybe some of them will get with it.
Good idea.
I think you're right.
Yep.
Aren't they having enough local people write about, for example, if you turned in a report that you went there and this is what was going on, you checked online, but there had to have been something in the soup, there's some MSG that you have a reaction to, because this is what happened to you. You didn't eat anyplace else. No,
right.
There was some kind of a report about that. Maybe they would pay attention.
The other thing to remember about eating out nowadays over the older days when I was younger is that so many of the restaurants buy in, already prepared bulk. I mean, it's amazing. You know, you can go to Sherry's or Denny's or any of the other ones, and you'll always find that they don't make their soups, and most restaurants don't anymore make their soups there on location. They basically buy it in bulk form and then just kind of warm it all up. So it's something to think about in regards particularly to soups and those other type of things.
That's true, and I've questioned a lot in the last few years. Potatoes are done that way, too. They all have some kind of coating on them. If they're hash browns or, you know, even a French fry or something, if they're not cut in the restaurant and done, they are preserved or coated with something to make them shake out of the bag or something.
That's right. Right on.
Making life easier, right? Our lives have been tainted. Physical lives have been tainted because our world has become fast. Even in the things that you just go to a restaurant that you don't think is a fast food place, but they use bulk buying like you're talking about to make it faster for them. And so even though you didn't drive through McDonald's, you still got a whole fast food situation, which is really bad. Does anybody else have something they want to share for a terrific Tuesday?
Well, you know, you talk about being transparent. I guess I'll be transparent. I probably will never measure my arms and neck and all that to find out the inches I've lost because I didn't come on this program for that purpose. I came on mainly to change the way I've been feeling. And I understand that if you're losing inches, you're obviously going to be feeling better. But anyway, and on top of that, I'm lazy, and I'll admit that. I'm not interested in doing all that measuring. But what I am interested in is the results I've been getting. Now, but I first, this is transparency, okay. I have not been consistent. I have a house full of people here, and it's pretty difficult to accomplish this exactness that all of you talk about, but nonetheless, I've been making those efforts, and I know that it's been influencing my family, and I'm grateful for that. But I have lost some weight. It's easy for me to just jump on the scale, so that's not a big deal. So I have lost weight. I've lost 5 pounds at this point, but the real wonderful thing is that I feel so different. And is it perfect? No, not yet. I know I've got a long way to go. But that's what I like about this program is that you guys aren't going to chew me up for not being the exact way I ought to be. But anyway, I really love mainly the support and the when I get on this call, it immediately focuses me for the rest of this day. And so tomorrow I'm going to need to be on here because I need to be refocused. But I love what's happening here, and I love what's happening for me and my family, even though they're not really on with me yet, but I know that this is impacting them, and at some point, all of us will enjoy a higher level of health. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Karen. That's awesome.
Someone needs a star six. Please star six. Somebody's got some noise going on. I don't know if you're running the washer or what, but please star six if you have noise. Someone still is noisy. Steve, are you star six? Okay, I guess I have to just go ahead, Martha, too. I can't.
Okay. I can't hear it. So.
Oh, there. Now it's gone. Thank you.
Okay. It is hard when you've got other people that you're like you said, Karen, you've got extra people in your house. You've got a house full, and it's hard to take care of everybody else and be mindful of what you've got to have. But what you're doing for yourself is really affecting the rest of your family, everybody that's there. I know that for myself, I'm very conscious of differently than what I was. I mean, my kids, my daughters have both fed my grandbabies the food from day one. With the babies, I steamed vegetables and then we pureed them, and that was their baby food when they went to, not from day one, but I mean when they started having food. We pureed the organic vegetables that I had steamed, and then I put them in little freezer trays and cubes, and then popped out a cube that was prepared for them for their meal. And that was, I mean, so they've eaten vegetables from the time that they started eating. And now when they get to be 2, 3, 4, now you start getting the outside world that the kids want to have things with other kids from school or whatever. So I'm mindful of that. When I took snacks for Ella's birthday last week, they told me what they suggested that I could bring for a snack. That I couldn't bring cupcakes, I couldn't bring stuff like that would have sugar in it. They told me what I could bring, which that makes me feel good that they're paying attention to that too. So I think there are people besides ourselves that are paying attention. And you look at, all you got to do is go on the internet and you look about obesity for children, and it's just scary. Kids that have diabetes, and then you look at some kids that I see very often in the Latino world where I'm working so much. There are children that are overweight, and part of that is because they're eating so many tortillas. They're eating foods that, even though they eat a lot of fruit and they eat vegetables, but they eat a tremendous amount of bread, of the tortillas, which is on our scale of the chart very much on the acidic side. So if they're eating all these acid foods, then their body's staying acidic too. There's no balance, right? So I know I've seen tortillas on here somewhere. I don't remember now. Let's see, bread. Grain cereals.
I don't know if it says it specifically, because it's such a long word, might not fit. Just figure it's made out of white flour.
Probably. If you had flour, one, the corn one would, though, be, where was, I know it was on here before, because I remember seeing it. So, at any rate, I know that it's higher in the acid level than it is in the alkaline. So, if we can, everybody that talks today is talking about balance. And even though it's not perfect, if you can eat more where you have more on the alkaline side that neutralizes any of the acidic things that you eat, then your life is going to be better in balance than what you take in. It's like the water that we drink. The water that we get rid of during the daytime, if we rehydrate ourselves with alkaline water, which our PyMag water, waterfall and the water bottle both do, then it makes a tremendous difference in our lives. And so for me, I know that we're out of time, but for me, I am really charged, Mary Lou, by what happened with you in the 7 weeks. And by, I know that the one of the major things that I have not done is that I've not started the walking program. And I swore last week that even if I did it at 2 o'clock in the morning, that I was going to do that walking DVD that I've got, do it along with me, along with the gal, but I haven't done it. I've got to be transparent, so I haven't done those things. I have made changes in several areas, but I have not started the exercise, and so I think that that's the big key for me, and I still have a considerable amount of inflammation in my legs and in my knees, and maybe with the diet changes that I have, but if I added the exercise, that would make a big difference. And I have to say, I see Sherry Martin's name on this the webinar, and Sherry, I remember you sitting in my golf clinic in Atlanta, that you came to the clinic. Maybe that's not the same person. There was a Sherry Martin that was in, no, you're in Washington. There was a Sherry Martin that was in Atlanta. Did you move, or is that somebody different?
I think that's somebody different.
Hi, this is Sherry Martin of Washington. I'm sorry it wasn't me.
Okay. Well, it did give me, y'all will love this. Here was this lady that she looked like she probably could have given Twiggy, if y'all know or even remember who Twiggy is, but a race for her money. I mean, she was this so tiny, petite little person. Cute as a bug. I believe she was downline from Martha. And anyway, just cute as could be. And she came to my golf clinic that I did in Atlanta, and she brought her zone bar that she, I remember Ruth telling us about her snacks, that you could cut the zone bar in pieces, and you could put the pieces that you could have for your snack, and you know, divide it up, and she had those in a baggie. And she sat there during my whole 2 hours of a clinic and just ate those little bitty pieces that she had. At different times she would eat those so that she was continuing to have energy. And I thought, oh my gosh, if we just learn from people, the actions of other people will teach us things. And Mary Lou, your actions of walking will teach us that if we put that into play in our recorder, like Terry Latham says, all he did to build the business was push play. Well, if we push play on your actions and we duplicate that, we're going to have different results next Tuesday. So thank you for that kick in the tail and the awareness that you bring, that you were committed not to measure yourself until you reached a certain weight level. You actually were over your weight level in loss and measured yourself, and oh my gosh, that's a foot and a half. You're dang near close to 2 feet, girl. And so, I mean, how cool is that? So,
I won't be doing that again for another 10 pounds. So, forget it.
Okay.
All right. I don't like to take the time to measure either.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that was honest on Karen's part that she didn't want to take the time for that. So that's cool.
I don't like to.
What was more important to me by 2 o'clock in the morning, by 1 to 2 in the morning, was that I go in and go to bed. And so one of the realizations, and I'm going to leave y'all with this, one of the realizations that I have really come to, you hear so many people say you have to learn to say the word no. And that word is not part of my vocabulary. I find a way to still do things when someone asks for help. But I do know that what my life has been taking care of other people. I'm an enabler, and I have spent more time in taking care of other people than I have. Taking care of me is always at the bottom of the list. And I see that so much right now. If I were going to go back out and play golf, I would have to spend a considerable amount of time practicing to be able to get back to the level of golf that I played before. Well, if I'm going to be physically the way I want to be, I'm going to have to spend a considerable amount of time getting back to doing the action to get the results that I want. And I know that when I made that commitment to get really good at golf or I was going to quit, during that period of 6 weeks that I totally committed to the golf pro I was working with, that I wouldn't play a round of golf, but I would be on at the course practicing every day. And 8 hours a day, I practiced. And during that six-week period, you can't imagine the amount of weight that I lost because of the rigorous practice. I hit 1,500 golf balls every day and then putted, then chipped, then worked. So for 8 hours a day, I worked. So it's not like I can't do this. It's that I just haven't started. And the starting is the hard part. And I do know that during that 6 weeks, anybody that asked me to do anything other than what I was doing in that commitment, I said no, because I was committed. So I know that I want to be committed. I talked about that. I want to be committed to this program. I want to make a change in myself. I want to be the physical side right. I want the outside of me to look like the inside feels like. And when I walk by the mirror or see a picture, I go, who's that? And so it's like, here's the slide that's up. If you're on the phone, you can't see it. But the slide that's up says, you turn one way for the right decision, and then the opposite direction is the wrong decision. Once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Ralph Waldo Emerson. Boy, is that a good one. Think about knowledge, law. Oh, okay. The knowledge gives you and leads you to the law leads you to power, and that leads you to success. And the commitment is within us. It's not somebody else. If there's a difference between interest and commitment. That's exactly what I just said. When you're interested in doing something, you do it only when it's convenient. When you're committed to something, you accept no excuses, only results. Tim Splinter. Well, so, Ruth, I don't know whether or not you've had a camera that you've been watching what I've been doing. I don't know. But that pretty well, Jesus Blanchard pretty well sums up. I have an interest, have had an interest from day one when Ruth said she was going to do this. I said that would be maybe the thing that would make me become committed again. And I've been committed to a point, and when the stress level would break, I mean, it's like, okay. So I've not been taking care of me. And I was transparent telling y'all about the lack of sleep that I was getting. I have worked on that. I've at least gotten to where I'm having about 5 hours of sleep. That's a lot better than what I was doing, so 5 to 6 hours of sleep. So it's getting better. But the commitment, and just stand firm, the commitment that I'm going to do this week without fail, even if it means before I go to bed, is that I will do that 30 minutes a day of doing the video that I've got, the walking video that I've got. I will do that. I'm not comfortable with where I live here on this college campus to go out walking. There's too much stuff going on. There was a girl jumped the other night. I'm not comfortable to do that, but I've got this DVD. And so my commitment is that I will report back next Tuesday that I have done, even if it's only a 10 on 30 minutes a day of walking, that I will do that. So that's my commitment. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anybody else need to make a commitment? If you don't want to say it out loud, it's okay. Keep doing what you're doing. Work on, fight with yourself. Do whatever you have to do to make a change between now and next Terrific and Transparent Tuesday. Thank you all for being here with us. I love you all.
Thank you very much, Martha Sue. That was a great call. I really like some of these things that you had to say. I think they're very helpful. I like like especially this last part you're talking about. And if you're wanting to make a commitment in privately, as somebody, you can just put it on the chat here. Just send it to your leader if they're on the call, or you can call up your support person. I think I mentioned that in the letter I sent out yesterday, I think it was. And make a commitment with them, or find an accountability partner if you don't want to speak up on the call and do it. But, you know, look at how much it helps everybody today, with everybody being more transparent, I guess, or working and reporting. I think these reports are something that help the rest of us say, okay, I'm going to get with it and do it. Putting a group together and being a part of it and reporting really supports, is a part of supporting each other. So I appreciate all those people who shared today, and I know that Martha C. does too.
I do too. Yes, I do. It's wonderful because I knew I wasn't by myself when I said I have that T-shirt. And the ones of you that knew that Texas kind of, you know, slang talk, it's like I've been that. I walked that road. I know what that feels like. I got that T-shirt. I don't even have to describe it. I've got that same T-shirt. Ruth didn't know what kind of shirt I was talking about, but you know, it's like, If you realize that you are not different than anybody else, that you are in this with a whole bunch of people that are struggling with the same kind of challenges that you have, and it could be somebody on this call that does not need to lose weight. They don't need to lose inches, but they are concerned about their health, and if they begin to learn the education that Ruth has, goodness gracious, put together for us, and the stuff that she's gained from the Abascal Way, all these things that have come as an educational piece for us, if we get healthy, we're going to live longer. And so it's like this is awesome. So you're not in this by yourself. And it may be that you never want to report, but that you report yourself to you. And as I said today, sometimes you have to learn to say no to other people in order to say yes to yourself, because there's only 24 hours in the day. And I am going to work on saying no to some people.
Thank you very much. Great call.
You're welcome.
Talk
All
to
right,
you tomorrow.
Thank you. All right, everybody have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.